This is a recording of Camden Community Strategy, 2007 to 2012. The recording is being made by the transcription service of the DRT from a document provided by the London Borough of Camden. The recording is divided into 7 tracks. Track 1 includes this introduction, the foreword, and Section 1 introduction. Track 2 includes Chapter 2, Vision, and Chapter 3, Camden Facts. Track 3, A Sustainable Camden That Adapts to a Growing Population. Track 4, A Strong Camden Economy That Includes Everyone. Track 5, A Connected Camden Where People Lead Active, Healthy Lives. Track 6, A Safe Camden That Is a Vibrant Part of Our World City. Track 7, Contacts and Jargon Glossary. Camden Together, Camden's Sustainable Community Strategy 2007 to 2012. Foreword. We are pleased to present the new Sustainable Community Strategy for Camden on behalf of the Local Strategic Partnership, LSP. This strategy sets out our shared vision for the future of Camden. We have been listening. To develop this vision, elected councillors held public meetings across the borough, which hundreds of people attended to give their views. The Civic Forum brought together residents, businesses and public services for an in-depth look at some of the toughest problems facing Camden. In all, more than 1,200 people took an active role in the consultation. The overall vision is for Camden to be a borough of opportunity. That means working together to enable individuals and communities to achieve their full potential in terms of both their work and social life. We want people in Camden to live in safe and harmonious communities, feeling connected to where they live and knowing that they can influence what happens around them. We want to tackle the main dilemmas facing the borough and work together to find solutions. That means adapting to a growing population while maintaining, indeed improving, the quality of life for us and for future generations. Another challenge, making sure Camden becomes a safer place while maintaining the vibrancy that makes it such an interesting place to live. This strategy sets out how we can work together to bring about real change in Camden. That is why we're presenting a community strategy built around an ambitious vision and clear commitments. We and the rest of the Local Strategic Partnership are committed to making sure that in 2012, Camden is a place of opportunity for everyone. Councillor Keith Moffat, Chair, Local Strategic Partnership and Leader of the Council. Councillor Andrew Marshall, Deputy Leader of the Council. March 2007. Section 1, Introduction. What is Camden Together? Camden Together is the strategy for the borough between now and 2012. At the heart of the community strategy, which is why it's called a sustainable community strategy, is a commitment for Camden to develop a way that improves the quality of life for us and for future generations. So Camden Together has a strong focus on bringing together economic, environmental and social issues. For example, we need to adapt to economic and population growth in a way that reduces our carbon footprint, preserves our green spaces, meets the need for housing in the borough, and strengthens the infrastructure needed to support our community. A strategy is one thing. Real action that makes a difference to people's lives is another. The commitments in this document are based on what matters to the people of Camden rather than what works for organisations. In order to meet our commitments, it is important that we all work together. That is why the community strategy has been developed closely with the Local Strategic Partnership, a group chaired by the leader of the council that represents Camden public service providers, including the police and local health services, along with local businesses and the voluntary and community sector. Delivering excellent public services that respond to the needs of people in the borough is one part of the story, but it is by no means everything. And this strategy is not simply about what public agencies can do. People are right to expect the council and its partners to consult, set direction and provide clear leadership. But everyone is responsible, as far as possible, for helping to meet the commitments set out in this strategy. Consultation. The consultation on Camden Together took place between September and November 2006. Over 1,200 people were actively involved in the consultation, and we received 263 written and emailed responses from individuals, including 91 from children and young people. There were 51 responses from organisations, and 374 people attended meetings led by councillors in wards. We held a range of consultation events in addition to the ward meetings, including meetings with specific groups of residents, consultation on sustainability and business issues, work with schools, and a civic forum held at Haverstock School. You can find out more on the website, www.camdentogether.org.uk. This site will also be an ongoing source of information about Camden's new sustainable community strategy. Some messages that came through particularly strongly from the consultation included the following. Housing. Many people thought that housing in the borough was an important issue. In particular, people felt there was a lack of housing that was affordable or which was appropriate for their needs. Drugs and other crime. People felt that the use and visible selling of drugs in the borough seriously undermined quality of life. Overall, tackling safety and crime issues were a priority for residents to improve Camden in the future. Local, independent shops and businesses. People valued the range of local business, particularly local independent shops, and wanted this diversity to be preserved. Green issues. There was strong support for an active approach to protecting the environment and tackling climate change. People wanted it to be easier for them to make their contribution. Managing growth. A large number of respondents felt that Camden will have difficulty dealing with an increasing population, and some argued that existing residents should take priority. Diversity. There was a great deal of support for Camden's diversity, and, in particular, many people liked living alongside people from different backgrounds. Many people also argued that the English language was important to hold our diverse community together. Encouraging personal responsibility. People supported the idea that everyone had a role to play in making Camden a better place to live. Many said that they looked to the council for leadership, but also recognised that there is only so much the council can do. It was also argued that people needed support and encouragement to be able to take responsibility themselves. There were also clear messages from, for example, children, young people and older people, which are reflected throughout the strategy. The messages from the consultation have helped to shape the commitments set out in this strategy. How are we going to make Camden Together happen? Camden Together sets out the vision for Camden in 2012, with clear priorities that we need to focus on to make that vision a reality. It is an ambitious strategy because it tackles, head-on, the main challenges we face to make Camden a borough of opportunity. For the council and other public services, Camden Together will set the direction for our work over the next 5 years. The vision will provide the context for all of our other strategies and plans, including important partnership plans, in brackets, like Camden's Children and Young People's Plan, and individual organisations' plans, in brackets, like the Council's Corporate Plan. We will publish the main targets and indicators that we will use to measure success in Camden's local area agreement. This will set out in detail the specific improvements that we want to see each year and our performance against them. We will also produce a report for every 2 years for the local strategic partnership on progress against all of the commitments set out in this strategy. This will monitor how well the commitments in this strategy are being delivered by the council and its partners. This strategy is not just about what public services can do, but also sets out the role of businesses, communities and individuals. We will publish information about how these groups are contributing to making the vision a reality. It is important to understand and monitor the impact of this community strategy on different aspects of life in the borough. This is to ensure the strategy is not having a discriminatory impact on particular groups or harming the environment or the health of local people. For this reason, the community strategy will be assessed for its impact on health, environment, diversity and equality. The impact assessment will be reflected and updated in the biennial progress reports on the community strategy. Values of Camden Together. There are two main values that support the approach of Camden Together. Every one of us as individuals needs to take responsibility for our own actions. Personal responsibility improves our own quality of life and ensures Camden becomes a better place to live. This means taking care of our own health, respecting others and taking care of our environment. We also need to work together as citizens who actively contribute to our local community and as organisations, including local business, the public sector and the voluntary and community sector, to help solve the main challenges for the borough. Working together strengthens and promotes a sense of community. Local Strategic Partnership. Camden's Local Strategic Partnership, LSP, is led by the council and involves health services, the police, other public services, small and large businesses, and representatives from the voluntary community and other sectors. The LSP aims to improve the quality of life for all those who live in, work in, or visit the borough. Its membership is set out below. The leader of the council, who is chair of the LSP and deputy leader of the council, chief executives of the council and the primary care trust, borough commanders from the police and fire services, Camden Community Empowerment Network, which represents the voluntary and community sector in the borough, Job Centre Plus, the Camden Housing Association and Co-op Forum, the Learning and Skills Council, the joint chairs of school governors, Camden Town Unlimited, the Hoban Partnership, London and Continental Stations and Properties, and University College London. The LSP has agreed the vision and commitments in the strategy and will monitor its implementation. This will include LSP members taking forward commitments and making sure the LSP itself is fit for purpose. However, the legal responsibility for the strategy rests with the council and the 54 councillors elected by the voters of Camden. Public sector spending in Camden. Each year in Camden there is significant investment and spending by locally, regionally and nationally funded public services. The LSP recognises the importance of public services working together so that we deliver the best value for taxpayers' money. We are therefore building a picture of total public sector spending in the borough. The table below sets out some of the key areas of expenditure in the borough. The figures represent spend within the borough of Camden. Many of these services provide benefits not just to Camden residents, but also to many non-Camden residents who work, study and visit here. Indicative 2005/06 spend figures in Camden. Council. London Borough of Camden, note 1, £897,300,000. Note attached to number 1, Camden Statement of Accounts 2005-6. Council expenditure covers a wide range of services from funding of schools through to provision of adult social care and housing / council tax benefits. Community safety. Metropolitan Police, in brackets Borough Operational Command Unit budget, £40,100,000. Metropolitan Police, in brackets estimate of additional spend, asterisk, £54 million. The note attached to the asterisk, and there are several other sections that refer to this asterisk as well, figures are estimates based on regional accounts, London level, divided by the number of London boroughs. The Greater London Authority budget is given separately from its four functional bodies, Police, Fire, Transport for London and the LDA. Crown Prosecution Service, asterisk, £5,800,000. Fire and Emergency Planning, London Fire and Emergency Planning Authority, asterisk, £13 million. National Health Service, Primary Care Trust, note 2, £470,890,000. Note attached to number 2, Camden PCT Annual Report 2005-6, PCTs control 80% of the total NHS budget. Transport. Transport for London, in brackets included in Council's budget, £9,095,000. Transport for London, in brackets estimate of additional spend, asterisk, £125 million. Further education. Learning and Skills Council, note 3, £42,500,000. Note attached to number 3, figure is an estimate based on detailed local data. Other regional. London Development Agency, asterisk, £11,200,000. Greater London Authority, asterisk, £2,100,000. Department for Work and Pensions and HM Revenue and Customs. Benefits, allowances, tax credits and pensions, note 4, £323 million. Note attached to number 4, based on statistics from DWP and HMRC, includes disability living allowance, incapacity benefit stroke severe disablement allowance, income support, job seekers allowance, pension credit, state pension, attendance allowance, working tax credit, child benefit. The voluntary and community sector also make a significant contribution to the work of the LSP in the borough by generating and reinvesting income, levering in funding from other sources and through the value of volunteers' time. End of track 1.